Daf Yudalit Omer Aleph, that 12 lines up from the bottom, and we're up to V'sefer. V'sefer my time goes with Be'rabon and Tuma. We have in the list of the Yud Ches Dvarim, the Gzeris, the case of Sefer, which means that Chachomim made a Gzera that a Sefer of Tanakh passels Truma B'mago. What's the reason for this? Omer Rav Masharshia, Shebetchila hoyu matzniyim es ochlin de truma etzel sefer Torah. The original minug was that they wanted to hide, you know, put away the truma. No one should have access to it. So they put it together with the sefer Torah, figuring that would be a safe place. V'yomru, and they said, hi kodesh v'hai kodesh. Sefer Torah is kedusha, truma is kedusha, and therefore it's appropriate that they should be next to each other. But given the kachazu de kaasi leidei pseida, as a result, the chachamim realized that the sfarim were getting ruined. Why were the sfarim getting ruined? They were getting attacked by the mice. The mice wanted to eat the truma, and they were also attacking the sfarim. Is gozu be rabban and tuma? They instituted an enactment that truma that touches a sefer becomes tmeya, and therefore people would be very careful and they wouldn't hide the truma next to their sfarim. And that way they protected the sfarim. Now the Gemara goes on to the next case, the gzera of Yodayim. Yodayim, if they come in contact with truma, they passel the truma. And why? Vayodayim, why did they make this gzera? Mipnei sheyodayim askoni osein. Now there are two approaches to this forward sentence in the Gemara, Mipnei sheyodayim askoni osein. One approach, both approaches are quoted by Rashi here. One approach is that the yodayim tend to move around, they touch different parts of the body, parts that were called mitunofim, they're a little bit repulsive. And therefore it's a gnai, it's sort of like an insult to the truma, that the adayim, which comes in contact with all these parts of the body and they're not clean, should come in contact with truma. Because once the adayim come in contact with truma, or any ochel for that matter, that foodstuff becomes repulsive in the eyes of those who'd want to eat them. So this is a chisar nikius. It's a lack of cleanliness. And therefore they made a gzera that yodayim should passel the truma. That's one approach. Rashi quotes another approach in the name of his Rebbeim, that yodayim askonios means that we should be choshesh that maybe his yodayim came in contact with tuma, and they contracted tuma. Therefore, they made this gzera to enact that any time the yodayim come in contact with the truma, it is metami the truma. So Rashi asks a number of questions and raises a number of objections on this approach. First, says Rashi, if the chachamim suspected that the yodayim came in contact with tuma, then perhaps they should be choshesh that maybe the Adayim came in contact with an Ava Tuma and they became Rishon L'Tuma and they would be Metami the Truma B'Magon in such a way that not only is the Truma now Truma Psula, but it's also Truma Tmeya, which means that if this Truma that was touched by a person would come in contact with other Truma, then the other Truma would be Pasul, because the Tuma of, let's call it a Sheni Lutuma, would now transfer over to a Shlishi Lutuma and passel the Truma. Why is it saying in the Mishnah that the status of any of these people who violate the Gzera is that of a Sheni Lutuma rather than a Rishon Lutuma? And a Sheni Lutuma does not convey Tuma to the Truma, it only passels the Truma, not beyond that. Meaning that this truma, if it come in contact with other truma, would not affect the other truma. The second objection is, if the gzera of tuma is because of this chashash of this suspicion that maybe his yodayim came in contact with tuma. Why should only his yodayim be possible to tuma? His whole goof contracts tuma. There's no reason to focus only on the yodayim. And thirdly, Rashi says, if the chashash again is according to his rebosov that his yodayim came in contact with tuma, then why would netilas yodayim be sufficient? Just washing the hands to be mitare them. In order to remove the tumah, he would need a tefillah of his entire guf in the mikvah. The Ritva makes an attempt at defending the Rabosav of Rashi against these kashes. And one thing he says, for example, is that since the Chacham were only machmir to be choshesh that maybe his yadayim came in contact with tumah, they asked the person to be shomer as yadayim. So they weren't machmir before, beyond what it takes to bring a person to be shomer es yadav, that his yadayim shouldn't come in contact with tumah. So this entire gzera is a preventative measure to make sure that people be careful that yadayim should not come in contact with tumah, lest they then come in contact with truma. So they didn't want to be machmir to go beyond passing the truma, and they were sufficing it with Netilas Yadayim to be Matayim. They didn't require tefillah. Again, if they would require tefillah, then you know what? They might be mafsid many, many taros, because until this fellow jumps into the mikveh, he might come in contact with many taros. So that far they didn't want to go. It's just a chumrah bialma to require him to wash his hands, and if he touches truma without washing his hands, to pasul the truma. Now, once we clarified that this gzera applies to stam yadayim, that pasul truma, the Gemara now brings another gzera, an additional gzera on yadayim, tona af yadayim abos machmas sefer poslos es hatruma. Now we have a case where his yadayim came in contact with a sefer. Before, we said that if truma comes in contact with a sefer, the truma is possible, but now we're saying that the yadayim that came in contact with a sefer and now came in contact with truma, they're going to possible the truma. And even though the Mishnah says in the third parak of yadayim that call a posel as ha truma mitame as a yadayim velorak sefer, and this is not limited to sefer, it's a general rule that includes any case of something that possels truma. That's mitame es yadayim, not just sefer. But they needed a separate gzeira on sefer to be mitame es yadayim, because the din that kol posel satru mitame es yadayim is only linyan kodesh. It doesn't apply to anything beyond kodshim, and it would not apply to truma. Take a look at Tosfos Yedivrei Maskil Tana. So the Gemara says the following, that Mishum, the Gemara explains the reason for this gzera is Mishum de Rabbi Parnach, the Yom Rabbi Parnach Om Rabbi Yochana, Ochez Sefer Torah Orum, Nikbar Orum. In other words, when you touch a Sefer Torah, you have to have some sort of a separation, a chatzitza, mitpachas, a kerchief that separates you, your hands from the klaf of the Sefer Torah itself. And there's a very severe punishment which Rav Parnach formulates here for someone who actually touches the klaf of the Sefer Torah without any mitpachas to separate it. And he says that the punishment is that after his death he will be buried naked. So they made a gzera that a person who touches a sefer should passel the truma b'mago. It's almost like a knas that a person who comes in contact with a sefer, which he's not allowed to do because he needs a chatzitza, as we said before. So they punished him and they said that from now on, again until he washes his hands at least, he will passel truma. And the Gemara now is going to question this very harsh punishment that Rav Parnach seems to indicate. But before we get to that, let's mention that Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ha'oches, which is the next last host on the daf, on the Omud, he says, Ktsas mashmid lav dafka sefer Torah da kol kisri ha'kodesh tanan shemetamin ha'seyadayin. That all sefer Torah, if a person comes in contact with them, ha'metamin ha'seyadayin, and it's not just a sefer Torah, but kisri ha'kodesh in general. Because again, we said that there was a gzera. Since there's a gzera on Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, the gzera was to Metameis Yadayim, therefore it would seem that even those Sfarim should not be touched Orum, meaning without some sort of a Mitpachas to separate it, not just Sefer Torah. The Ramban Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Zayin codifies the Minog as far as the Sefer Torah is concerned. He does not mention this sheet of Tosfos that would expand the scope of this gzera to all Sifrei Kodesh. So Gemara now questions the literal translation of the harsh punishment that Rav Parnach specifies. Orum Salka Daitoch, is it possible that because he held the Sefer Torah with direct contact, without any hefsek, he's going to be buried naked? I mean, that's kind of way out. You could say it's a punishment, mida kenegin mida, and it's not enough just to, you know, to give the guy some sort of a nazifa. You have to punish him, and that's what it's going to be. And perhaps you could even go as far as say that it's a kapara for his avera, because the pasuk says el ofer toshuv. But the Gemara is not willing to accept that. You know, we cannot possibly implement this punishment of burying a person naked. It just doesn't go. I mean, the Chevra Kadisha would not comply with that. I'm just adding that. El Amar Rav Zeiris, the Gemara then reinterprets the statement of Rav Parnach. We shouldn't take it literally, but Orom below mitzvahs. What he meant to say was that his punishment is that he's going to lose the schar for other mitzvahs. So once again, the Gemara says, below mitzvah salkadaita, you're telling me that because he violated this Isser and he held the Sefer Torah in his hands, or put his hands on the klaf directly, he's going to be mafsid all his mitzvahs? Ela emor, but rather you should say, orim below osa mitzvah. He will forfeit that mitzvah. In other words, let's say he took the Sefer Torah in his hands for the sake of a mitzvah. He wanted to study the Sefer Torah, study Torah. He will not receive any reward through this limud, because that would be sort of like a chote niskar, that he's being rewarded and he violated this iser. Or for example, let's say he holds on to the Sefer Torah, he wants to roll it up. And Galila is a mitzvah, but he won't be mekabel schar for this mitzvah of Galila, because he doesn't have a right to do so, as you'll see in the Tosfos on the bottom of the Omud. The Gemara now raises the following suffix. Hey, Gozer Bereisha, which Gzera came first? Well, did they first make the Gzera on Yodayim, that in general Yodayim posels is a truma? Or is it possible that they originally made the Gzera on Yadayim that came in contact with a Sefer, and that was the original Gzera? It wasn't just a general, all-inclusive Gzera initially on Yadayim, but rather, they started with this Gzera of Yadayim Shenogu B'Sefer, because again, they wanted to be marchik people, they should stay far away from holding the Sefer Torah directly, so they made a gzera that if they hold the Sefer Torah directly, then they will passel the truma. And then they expanded it to include any yodayim. So the Gemara says the following. Ilema ha-gozer bereish. If you're going to say that first they made a gzera on stav yodayim, before they made the gzera on yodayim, they come in contact with the sefer, and here we're turning to yodalim and beis, is kevin da hach gozer bereish asu lomali. If you've already made the gzera to include all yodayim, what do you add to that gzera by enacting a second gzera of Yodayim Abos Machmas HaSefer, Yodayim that come in contact with the Sefer, they became Tmeos. But That doesn't make any sense. You've already established through the first Gezeirah that Yadayim, even if they don't come in contact with the Sefer HaTmeos. Ella hach gozer b'reish. You have to assume the other way around. That initially, historically, in sequence, they started with the Gezeirah on Yadayim HaBos Machmas HaSefer. For Hadar gozer, and afterwards, they expanded the nature of that Gezeirah to include all Yadayim. Now Tosus here, Divir HaMaschil Kevon, suggests the following: Tomer Anafke Minul in Ogeya B'Sefer Miyad Achar Netila V'Loisiyat Daito V'Afilu Hochi Yodov Tmeos Mishum D'Rabbi Parnach. Tosus says the following: maybe the Stam Psul of Yadayim would apply when there's a Hesek Hadas after his Netila. But let's say after his Netila he came in contact with the Sefer and he didn't have Hesek Hadas. So if we had only the Gzeira, the Stam Gzeira on Yadayim, then here he knows that his Yadayim are not Tmeos because he wasn't Mesiach Das. But nevertheless, if he comes in contact with a Sefer, that itself is Mechadesh this Tuma. So maybe that's why the initial Gzeira was on Stam Yadayim. Then there was another Gzeira that even in a case where Stam Yadayim would not be Tmeos because he washed his hands, but nevertheless if he comes in contact with a Sefer, that generates Tumas Yadayim. And Tosus answers, Yesh Lomer, to Mishum Ha Loi Ugozrin, to Milso Shchicha Hu Sheigah B'Sefer Miyad Achar Netila. This kind of a scenario that if he washes his hands, and after he washes his hands, he wasn't Mesir Das, and immediately he came in contact with the Sefer. I mean, that's a milsul shricha. We have a principle, milsul shricha, lo gozer rabbanon. But Enoch Hinami, once they made the Gzeira on Yadayim Machmas HaSefer, then even if he would touch Yadayim, we had touched the Sefer with his Yadayim directly, immediately following the Tilos Yadayim, his Yadayim would become Tmeos, and they would engender a Psul if they came in contact with Truma. Now, back on Daf Yud Gimel in Beis, amongst the enumerated list of things that pass on the Truma because of Gzeiras Chachamim, we had Tful Yom on the list. That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara immediately objects, Tful Yom Do Raisahu. Knows if a person went to the mikveh, he was Tomei, Tumas Yom, Tumas Keri, whatever it might be, and then he's waiting for his Tara, which will take place at the end of the day with Harif Shemesh. He's Tomei Doraisa, and if he comes in contact with Truma, then for sure he passes the Truma. You don't need a Gzeir Schachom for that. Tchsiv, the Torah says, Uba Shemesh V'Toher V'Achar Yochal Min HaKodshim Kilach Mohu. It's clear from the Pasuk that even after the mikveh, but before Bias Shemesh, he's not tar. And the Gemara in the Masechet Yevamos on Daf Ayin Daled Beis darshens this pasuk. There's an iser of achilas truma to a tful yom. So how could it be that our Mishnah lists tful yom amongst the psulei truma derabbanan, amongst the yudches dvarim that were enacted by the chachamim? And Gemara answers, Sami mikan tful yom. You should erase from this list of Tuma, Posle B'Truma D'Rabbanon, and Posle A'Truma D'Rabbanon, Tful Yom, because that doesn't belong here. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Now, the simple pshat in the Gemara is that we have to take out the words Tful Yom from the Mishnah, which lists all the Psulei Truma. But no, it could be that the Mishnah is listing all the Posle Masat Truma, which are not metame the truma, and that's the same din of tful yom. Tful yom doesn't convey tuma to the truma, but rather he passes the truma, and therefore it's not explicit in the Mishnah if these dinim are all min haTorah or they're min rabbanon. We're just listing again that very special category of maga betruma poseles, but not metames. And as we discussed earlier, it means this truma, if he came in contact with other truma, would not convey tumah. So therefore, let's reinterpret the Gemara a little bit based on what it says back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that this Mishnah will list the gzeros of the Shmoneh Esrei gzeros. And Tosus Divra Maschil Sami mentions Rabbi Akiva, and the thrust of what Tosus is saying is that forget about Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, that's premature. He's saying Lomina Mishnah El Dlohavi Miminyan Yudches Dover. In other words, what the Gemara here is pointing out is that don't add Tful Yom to your calculation that makes up 18. Take that out of your calculation. But not Sami Mikan, you don't have to take it out of the Mishnah. Now back to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that we've been discussing for quite a while now. The Mishnah mentions Mashkim, which means that if Mashkim contracted Tumah, then anyone who drinks the Mashkin will pasel truma. Now, what kind of mashkim became tame and are we dealing with some sort of psul truma doraisa? Well, it seems from our mission that the chachamim were the ones who enacted this gzerah amongst the shmones rei dover. So the Gemara already investigates this. Mashkin demai. In other words, what happened is that in our Mishnah, Mashkim came in contact with Ochlin. And now the Gemara is asking, Be'elu Mashkim Nogu HaOchlin V'nitmu. So when these foodstuffs, when these Ochlin came in contact with Mashkin, what were these Mashkin? Elam, if we're going to say that we're talking about Mashkim HaBoim Machmas Sheretz, which means that a Sheretz came in contact with these Mashkim, and now the Mashkim become what we call a Rishon Lutuma, and therefore they are Metame Ochlin, and if they're Metame Ochlin, that could Pasel Truma B'Magom. So Gemara says Doraisa Ninhu. This would be the Din Doraisa, that these Mashkim that came in contact with the Sheretz are Rishon Lutuma. Tchsiv, as the Pasuk says, in Vayikra it says, Mikol HaOchel Asher Ye'ochel Asher Yovo Olav Mayim Yitma. And then it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Mashke Asher Yishteh B'chol Kli Yitma. So we derive from this pasuk that Mashke, which is inside a Kli Cheretz, which became Tomei from a Sheretz, is those Mashkim on Nitma. Umemelu, the Michael, we know, that comes in contact with the Mashkim, becomes the Sheni Lutumin, and we know that the Sheni Lutumin passes through Min HaTorah. So it's not Xeris Chachomin. So Gemara answers Ella, but rather, what's the case where Ochlin came in contact with Mashkim? Mashkim HaBoim Machmas Yodayim. In other words, the Mashkim came in contact with Yodayim before Netilas Yodayim, and those Mashkim become a Rishon Lutuma Midirabanan. And therefore, any food that comes in contact with these Mashkim become a Sheni Lutuma, Tapasal Truma, but it's all Midirabanan. Ugzera, why did they institute this Gzera? Mishum Mashkim Aboy Machmas Sheretz. So the Mashkim that came in contact with Yodayim, which is a, as we said before, Gzera Drabonon, Yodayim Askonio, same that we discussed, the Mashkim become a Rishon Lutuma, and the reason why the Chachomim gave the status of a Rishon Lutuma to these Mashkim is a Gzera because of Mashkim Aboy Machmas Sheretz. And the case where a Sheretz, which is an Avatum, came in contact with Mashkim, then if Ochel comes in contact with this Mashkim, that Ochel becomes a Sheni Lutuma, which passes Truma. And that's why the Chachomim said that even in the case of Yadayim, the Mashkim become a Rishon Lutuma Midrabanon, and any Ochel that comes in contact with these Mashkim that came in contact with Yadayim become a Sheni Lutuma that passes Truma. Getting back to our Mishnah, Vakelim Shenitmu B'Mashkim Poslim es hatshuva v'magoim. So these kelim came in contact with mashkim, and their status now is they, if they come in contact with truma, they will passel truma with maga. So the Gemara now tries to clarify what kind of mashkim became tmeim, or shall we say the other way around? Just one second, this is falling. So to understand this Gemara, we should review one of the points that we had in our introductory shiur the other day, that ein kelim mekablim tumim nator el mi'ava tumim bilvad. So kelim could not become tamei if they came in contact with mashkin. Let's say, assuming those mashkin came in contact with an ava tumah, that tumah that is contracted by the mashkin from the ava tumah cannot be conveyed to kelim, because kelim can only become tamei according to the Doraisa halacha if they came in contact with an ava tumah. And this is all codified in a brisa, Masechta Pesachim Adaf Chaf Amid Aleph, because the pasuk says with regard to Tumah Shrotzim in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, Mikol Ochel Asher Yeochel Asher Yovel of Mayim Yitma. And it says Kol Asher Besocho in the pasuk that came before that, Kol Kli Cheres Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho Kol Asher Betocho Yitma. And that's a case of Ochlin Umashkim Bilvad, because only they are Nitmim Mi'aver Kli Cheres, Shenitmim Nacheres, Shenofel Socho, Shakli Nasa Rishon Lutuma, Ochlin Umashkim Shenogubo Nasu Sheni Lutuma. But Kalim did not become Tmeim from the Aver of a Kli Cheres, because Kalim did not become Kalim from Tommy from Kalim. So the Gemara now is trying to figure out, with regard to the kelim that came in contact with mashkim, what exactly are these mashkim? And clearly, we're trying to set up a gzeirah d'rabbanan in a case where, on a derais level, it wouldn't passel truma, but mirabbanan, it would passel truma. So the kelim themselves passel truma. Now again, as we said, on the derais level, kelim could only contract tumah from an ava tumah. So the Gemara says, kelim ditmu b'mashkin demai. How did these mashkin? Well, what's the history, so to speak, of these mashkin? Ilema b'mashkin dizav. Now you know that a zav who's tummy tumah zav has mashkin in his body. Like, for example, Roko, or Meiraglov, or Zovo, all those mashkim of a Zav have the status of an Avatuma. Adam Shezov Zov Mi Besoro is anything that comes out of his body, any of these liquids, are called an Avatuma. So let's assume any of these mashkim, like Zovo, Veroko, etc., came in contact with kelim, and now we're saying in the Mishnah that these kelim pasul truma v'magon. So the Gemara says d'oraisa ninhu. This would be a case where the kelim themselves would convey tuma to the truma mid'oraisa, since these kelim became tmeim from contact with an aviavosatum, with an avatuma. I mean, the Tziv, the Pasuk says, with regard to Zav, V'chi aroka Zav batahor, V'chi beis pkadov, V'rachatz b'mayim, V'tomer al oretz, ad ha'erev. So we derive from this Pasuk that roka Zav, that's what the Torah is talking about explicitly, and that's representative of any mashka that comes out of the body of the Zav, is an avatuma. You see in the Pasuk it says that it's metame the Torah, it's metame a person, and it's metame is begodim, it says v'chibay is begodim, which is the same as kelim. And we know that Adam v'kelim could only contract tuma from an avatuma, so we must be assuming therefore that the mashkim that come out of the body of the Zav have the status of an avatuma. And if they have the status of an avatuma, they can be metame kelim midoraisa. And memela, these kelim would passel truma b'magam minat Torah. And that's what he writes here, poslim ha-kelim es ha-truma b'magam minat Torah. Why? Because these kelim became tamei through an avatuma. So we're not dealing with the gzeres chachamim, we're dealing with the din doraisa. And we derive from this that masha b'yad tar timesi lecha, that if it's being carried by a tar, for example, this roke is being carried by a tar, then it's metame even b'masa. Klomar, what this means is that even if the zav, upon the expression he spit on something that was in the Yad HaAdam, and the Adam was tar, he didn't, there was never any direct contact between the roke and the tar himself, nevertheless the tar becomes tame because he's carrying the roke of a zav, and that's called tumas masa. And all this is described and discussed in Nida, I think it's on Daf Nunheyam in Beis, if I'm not mistaken, but that drush is really not part of Asugya. But all we have to know is that Mashkim, the Ayotzim and Azav, any of those liquids that come from Azav, they are Metami v'Magom, and they're Metami on the V'Kalim. So these Kalim on a Doraisa level would now contract Tuma. And pasul the truma b'magom minat Torah. It's not gzeiros chachamim. Elo, we have to go back to our original assumption about these mashkim, and these are mashkim aboyim l'tuma machmas sheretz. So there's contact between these mashkim and a sheretz, and therefore the mashkim become a rishon l'tuma. And according to Torah law, kalim could only contract tuma directly when they're in direct contact of an avatuma, but not if they're in direct contact with a rishon l'tuma. But the Rabbanim made a gzera, and they said that if these kelim came in contact with mashkim that were a rishon l'tuma, then those kelim could pasul truma. And what was the reason for this gzera? Why did they elevate or upgrade the status of these kalim to a sheni l'tumah to pasul truma magom mishum mashkim dezov? That since in the case of mashkim dezov, which is a rishon l'tumah, because it came in contact with, it came out of the body of an avatumah, so they have the status of an avatumah to be metami truma min haTorah, and the Rabbanan extended this as a gzera to mashkim that came in contact with an avatuma, and they made a gzera that the mashkim as a rishon l'tuma could be metame kalim and make the kalim into sheni l'tuma. Even again, as we said over and over again, kalim could not become tame on a doraisa level from a rishon l'tuma. The Rabbanon had this gzera because there is that precedent of mashkim dezov, and therefore they considered the mashkim that came in contact with the sheretz to be a rishon l'tuma, such that now it could be metame kalim, and the kalim will pasul truma b'magom. That was the nature of the gzera. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze that which we mentioned here on Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph about the gzera of stam yadayim, the pasul's truma, as one of the 18 gzeras that were enacted as a result or at the end of this great debate between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai in the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. So Gemara asks the Kash v'yadayim Talmidi Shammai v'Hil Gozer, was this Gezerah instituted at the time of the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel that met there in the attic of Rav Hananya? Shammai v'Hillel Gozer. It was actually not the Talmidim of what we call Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but rather it was Shammai and Hillel themselves. This Sanya we have a Braisa. Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Gozru Tuma al Eretz Amim, Vial Klis Chuchis. We'll come back to that in just a minute. Shimon ben Shetach, Tikeg Suva Isha. The Gaza Tuma Klima Tochos, Shamai Vihil, Gazu Tuma Alayadayim. So what interests us here about this Brisa is the last line in the Brisa, the Sefer, the Brisa, that mentions that Shamai and Hill were the ones who instituted the Xera of Tumas Yadayim, that Yadayim should passel Truma if they come in contact with Truma. So it was Shammai and Hill themselves that instituted and enacted this Gzeir of Tumah al Stam Yadayim. How come we learned before that the Gzeir was amongst the 18 Gzeiros, Shegazu Beit Shammai Ubeisil, meaning the Talmidim of Hill and Shammai? That's the Stira. But just to go back to the beginning of the Braisa, it says, Gazu Tumah al Eretz Amim. That means any land, any nation outside the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are metame, and that's called a Safek Shema Yesham Kivrei Goyim. Here we have to see a Gemara in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Samach Aleph. There's a machlokis between Chachomim and Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Chachomim hold that Kivrei Akum are metame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel, whereas Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds that they're only mitame b'mago v'masa, but not b'ohel. In any event, both the Chachom and Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Bar Shimon bar Yochai, agree that as far as mago v'masa is concerned, Kivrei Akum are mitame. And the Goyim are not careful about where they bury their dead. That sometimes they find just a place anywhere to bury the dead. Or as the Rambam says, that there were illegitimate children born and they weren't born fully developed, so they would bury them in Bechol Mokom. And that's the Tumah of Eretz Amamim. And that Tumah, that entity of Tumah, was instituted by these two greats, Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim. So this is the Safek Tumah. Maybe there's a kever of a goy, and kever of a goy is metame b'magu masa, and maybe even be ol if you all like the chachomim against Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Then we get to klei zchuchis. According to Torah law, klei zchuchis do not contract tumah, so they can never be makabel tumah min haTorah. But these two giants, they instituted a gzera, and they said that Kli Zchuchis will be Mekabel Tumah. And later on, we're going to have in the Sugya, on Daf Tesvavim and Beis, why they instituted this gzera of Tumah on Kli Zchuchis, and in what scenarios, in what situations they are Mekabel Tumah. Shim ben Shetach Tikein Ksuba Leisha. The entire entity, enterprise of Ksuba, and we're holding now that Ksuba is Takanas Chachomi Devei Sofrim, was enacted and instituted by Shimon ben Shetach. And it's not only a Chiv Ksuba, but it's more than that. It's also a Shibut, that the Ksuba is collectible from all the Nechasim of the husband. Now, in Ksubas on Daf Nun Vav Amin Beis, we have a man the Omer who holds that Ksubas Do Reis, it's Minat Torah. And a man marries a woman, he has to give her a Ksuba. A Basula gets Masayim Zuz, and a Ba'ula gets Meir Zuz. And when do they collect the Ksuba? That's if their husband dies or divorces them. Now, one of the reasons why the Rabbanan instituted a ksuba is what we call Shlo Yeh Kalabin of Lagarsha. It shouldn't be so easy for a person to get, his wife got him angry that day, just throw her a get, and that's it, Fartik, let's just end it there. But if he knows that he has the ksuba over his head, and the ksuba also has a chrayas, as we said before, then there's going to be a payment. I mean, we assume there's going to be a payment to the ksuba, so that's going to be a deterrent to inhibit him from just divorcing his wife one day. Shimon Shetach also instituted a gzeira of tumah on kli matochos, and the Gemara is going to clarify this: which kli matochos did Shimon Shetach make a gzeira on? These metal kelim. And as we said earlier, Shammai and Hillel, they made the gzeira on Tumas Yadayim, and therefore we're stuck here, because we learned that this gzeira was enacted within the context of the 18 gzeiros of Beit Shammai Beis Hillel. So the Gemara suggests one possible answer and rejects it. V'chi teiman, if you'll tell me that Hillel and Shammai alone would not institute this gzera of Tumas Yadayim, whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai alone, they were willing to make this gzera. Not clear at this point why Hillel and Shammai were inhibited about making the gzera, and that the Talmidim weren't. So the Gemara says, Shammai v'si also, meaning his Talmidim, v'hil v'si also, gazru gzerazu, that Shammai and Hill themselves, together with the Talmidim, but it wasn't the Talmidim without Shammai and Hillel, they made this gzera, and in fact they made 18 gzeros. So Gemara says that can't be. Va'am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Shmona Se Dover Gazru, B'Shmona Sar Nechleku. So with regard to these 18 zeros that were accepted and validated, and they voted on it on one particular day, but the 18 zeros originally were the subject of great debate. And Nechleku, the Talmidim Beit Shammai, because they were the Rov, they established Halacha with regard to these 18 Gzeros, and Nifsika Halacha Kemosa. But the Ilu Hil V'Shammai Lo Nechleku Ela B'Shloshim Mekomos, the Omer of Huna V'Shloshim Mekomos Nechleku Hil V'Shammai V'Sulo. It caps out at three debates. So if you're going to tell me that Hillel and Shammai were there together with their Talmidim at the time of the enactment of these 18 zeros, then we're going to have to assume that there are an additional 18 machlokas in between Hillel and Shammai, not just the three that are spelled out by Rav Huna. The Chitema, now the Gemara tries another attempt to understand and reconcile this whole discussion about Shammai and Hillel or Beit Shammai Beis Hillel. The Chitema, Asu Inu, they, meaning Shammai and Tzaki, came, Gazer Litlos. There are two dinim in Truma. One din of Truma is Litlos, which means you're not allowed to eat it. But there's still no din of Srefa. In other words, we don't consider it as Truma Tmeya. Truma Tmeya has a mitzvah of Srefa. So here's the two stages of this Gzera. Stage number one was Litlos Tliya, which means that at the first stage, Shammai and Hillel decided to enact a Gzera of Litlos, to be told of the Truma that was touched by Stam Yadayim, as if it were Suffolk Tuma, and they generated an Isra Achila because Sheminitma, where they were afraid that the Yadayim were Tmeos, but they didn't go as far as to say that it's a Vade Tuma, and the Nafkamina is that we would burn the Truma, because we always have a possibility of Shemalonitma, so it remains a Suffolk. And within the context of a suffix, we will not burn truma because maybe the truma is not tmeya. But here's where the Talmidim, Asu Tumai, they came along and they went a step further. V'gazru Lisrof. They said that even Srefa we're going to have to do to this Truma that was touched with Stam Yadayim. And basically it means that the din of this Truma is identical as the din of Truma Tmeya, Bevadai, as if it was definitely Truma Tmeya. Tumor rejects this suggestion as well. Why Va'omar Ilfa? With regard to the Gzera of Stam Yadayim, is Tchilas Gzerasam L'Sreifa. From the get-go, the Gzera was that if the Yadayim come in contact with Truma, then we burn the Truma, meaning it's a Tumas Vadai. So therefore we cannot possibly give this answer that we wanted to give before, that Hillel and Shammai instituted Gzera first on Stam Yadayim for Tliya, and only afterwards the Gzera was instituted by the Talmidim on Stam Yadayim Lisrov. And now we're saying that according to Ilfa, this Takana, this Gzera of Yadayim, was established in a way that immediately it takes effect. And that's called Tchilas Gzeirasam L'Sreifa. And therefore, we have to have another answer to reconcile this, Ela Osu Inu, but when Shammai and Hill came initially, Gozur, they made a Gzeira on Stam Yadayim, even for Sreifa, Velo Kiblu Minayu. But this is one of those gzeros that was not accepted by the tzibur, by the community at large. But in the next generation, Asu Talmidayu, Gozru, they made the gzeron Stam Yadayim, Kibu Minayu. The Gemara is not happy with that either, because Akati, we should ask ourselves the question, Shlomo Melech, Gozar Tuma Al Stam Yadayim. The Omer of Yehuda Meshmuel, Bishah Shetikein Shlomo Erevin, Unatilas Yadayim Yotza Baskol Minashmaim V'Omra B'ni Im Chacham Libecha Yismach Libi Gamani. Another pasuk there, also in that same in the book of Mishlei, it says Chacham B'ni V'Samach Libi V'Yashiva Charfi Dovar. Anyway, you see, already at the time of Shlomo Melech, there was a Gzera on Tumas Yistam Yadayim. So it wasn't Shammai and Hillel who came along to make this Gzera, and then the people didn't accept the Gzera, etc., etc. Ella, rather, says the Gemara on Daf Tezvav and Aleph, Shlomo Melech Gozar, but only as far as Kodshim, that's Stam Yadayim Pasal Kodshim. And then Asu Inu, then Shammai and Hillel came along with their Talmidim, and they made the Gzera even as far as Truma is concerned. Let's just mention a kasha of the Marsha, which is based on a Gemara in Masechet Chagiga. Because if we read the Gemara carefully here on Daf Yudalit Amid Beis, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel b'shoshatik and shlomo erevin, those he can't carry on Shabbos from a Rishus Hayoch that looks like a Rishus HaRabim, because you have to make an Erev Chatzer, so you have many, many houses that spill into a common Chatzer, and we consider that Chatzer Mirabonin as if it was Rishus HaRabim. So if you want to be metaltel or take from your house to the Chatzer, you have to do an Erev Chatzeros. And then it says that he, Shlomo Melech, established Netilas Yadayim. Now, the Gemara interprets that the Netilas Yadayim that we're talking about here, and that's the Gemara here on the top of Daf Tesvav and Aleph, is L'Kodshim. The Gemara says in Chagiga that with regard to Yadayim for Kodshim, it's not enough to do Netilas Yadayim, as it's written here in Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. But rather, we need what's called Tfilas Yadayim, which means that the hands have to be dipped into a mikvah, varboim saw, kosher mikvah. So the Marshop tries to prove that we shouldn't, our girsa should not be tiken shloma erevin etil yadayim, but erevin vi yadayim, because according to our Gemara, the maskon of the Gemara is, he wasn't misaki etil yadayim, but rather tvilas yadayim. However, in the back of the Gemara, there's a pirush called the Mitzvah Eson. He writes that even according to the Maskanas HaGemara, Shlomo in fact did institute Netilas Yadayim. And here he quotes the Yerushalmi that the din that Kodshim required Tevilas Yadayim, that's only if you know for sure that the Yadayim became Tmeos. But Stam Yadayim, he doesn't know if they were Nitma or not, then Dai Benetila Afilu LeKodshim. And now we're up to Gufa, and Emirtz Hashem will pick up Gufa at the top of Daf Tes Vav and Aleph in the next year.